Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Yes, Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently. Jill, I can't believe that an Uber driver can tell you their whole life story in 6 minutes flat.
Isn't that hilarious?
We had an Uber driver last night, and she was from Germany. She got married to an American and lives here now, lives in California. And she told us her whole life story.
That's hilarious.
And what, you know, what it ended up being, her whole life story, is the difference is the way that the way people drive in Europe and the way that people drive in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I think she was right.
Oh, I remember I totally agree. The whole valet parking thing I thought was really funny too. I'll add that.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's the pass left thing that'll stick with me forever.
The pass left?
The left lane is for the passing lane.
Yeah.
I'm from Detroit. That's how we learn out there too.
Exactly.
It's not for driving in.
Exactly.
So if you have a white minivan and 430 people in your car and you're driving in the left lane at 45 miles an hour,
watch out.
This is for you. Please don't do that.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
The Uber driver felt the same way.
Right. Oh, that's so funny. My favorite story, because yeah, this was 6 minutes of a lot of laughing. It was hilarious. My favorite story was when she talked about her dad coming over. Her dad was appalled at the valet parking and that, wait a minute, you mean I'm coming to your restaurant and I have to pay to leave my car to go to your restaurant? I'm like, you know, I never really thought about it. I'm just kind of used to it. But the dad was livid, pissed off about that.
He was.
It was really
funny. You know what my response is?
Yeah.
I think he's probably right.
I think he's right, too.
Why am I paying to park and go to your place?
Exactly. Oh, it was so darn funny. That was just a thing that just got to him. So what was so cute, too, is I kind of felt bad for her. It sounds like her family came out and they visited and they're not coming back.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, she said, I think that's about it.
Yeah, I guess she's got to go visit them there. So, you know what? And for some people, that's okay.
Right.
That's good.
Hey, in this episode, Jill and I talk about flipping houses. This is little mini episode 3 of 3. It's called Mail Merge Print and Send. It's a piece of this that I don't think it's talked about enough. And we don't get enough questions about it. It seems just, I guess, a mechanical piece. So I'm going to try to make this as fun as possible. Okay, Jill?
Got it.
Great show. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Jason from Michigan called in and asked, I have your data doorstep program and I'm amazed at the amount of data available.
Oh, I like where this is going already.
I like this too. It's very true. It is. It's awesome. How do you remove the houses with mortgages? Is there a place to get an overview on this product? Nice question.
How do you move all the houses with mortgages? Oh, because that's what we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you get educated?
Mm-hmm.
Specifically by me, I think is what that means, on how to use this product. So here's the thing. There's assessed values, and this works for almost all the counties. You know, the Data Doorstep has assessor county database. It's not a list or anything silly. It's got current assessor data from 98.5 counties in the country. It's like 3,300 counties, I think. There's only a couple missing. And you don't want to work there anyway. So
right.
It's got way more data than you'll ever need, even as a professional real estate investor like us.
Mm-hmm.
Way, way, way more. And so I'm amazed consistently for decades. I've been amazed at the amount of data. Also, Jason, how do you remove the houses with mortgages? So most places assess your property, and the reason they assess it is to send you a tax bill, and they like to assess stuff that's higher. So the higher the assessed value, the higher that they can send you a tax bill. There's two types of assessments, very simply, one for the land and one for the improvements. And then there's liens associated with both. When there's lien value is zero, And there's a special way to do this inside the data. When the lien value is zero, or there's the field where the mortgage company is vacant or it's non-existent, there's a pretty darn good chance, it's not 100%, but a pretty darn good chance there's no mortgage on that property. And that's how you do it. How do you get an overview on it? There's several places. The best place is to purchase one of our education programs. And then, but if you have about, 4,200 hours of time on your hands, you can go to our YouTube channel and peruse that. There's a lot of information. Jill likes to say this. I heard her say this to people on the phone all the time. Yes, every single, all the information that we provide is free if you have 4,800 hours. Or you can purchase our education package where it's all laid out very neatly and clean, and you can do it in one weekend. We spent two decades making mistakes.
That's what I
said. You can go spend two decades reviewing all the free information out there.
I had a great chat with a guy the other day. That was exactly what I said. I'm like, well, it took us 16 years to get here. So you want to just start like that? You sure can. I mean, now with the internet too, it's probably going to be, maybe you cut it down to 10. Good job. So do you want to spend 10 years or do you want to spend 10 days?
Well said.
That's really...
Oh, I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
10 years or 10 days.
10 years or 10
Doesn't
days.
Doesn't get any simpler than that.
Exactly. Because with the internet, it cut off 6 years. Lucky for you.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816 and leave your negative personality at home.
I just said leave your negative comment there. What?
Today's topic is flip houses, 3 of 3, mail merge, print, and send. Here's the meat of the show. So after you've chosen that great data piece and you learned how to scrub data, you've got the data, and you watched all of our information and learned and the whole thing about getting and choosing the right areas and all of that, it comes time to get the actual physical letters in the mail. And so how do you do that? We never talk about it. And for some reason, we don't get the types of questions that we typically get about how to choose an area. And I think it's because people get along in the education, and again, it's a logical next step. And people have, turns out people have sent a letter before, so they're kind of familiar with it. Mm-hmm. But here's a rundown of how it works. So you have two documents. You have that Excel spreadsheet that you have carefully chosen which owners need offers from you for a lower value than you think you can sell it for. That's one document. And then another document is the actual offer in Word, Microsoft Word, that you're going to send to the owner. You mail merge those two documents together, and you send them to a professional-grade real estate investment-oriented printer, which we... is all part of our group. And you want to make sure that the price of the whole thing to get to their doorstep is about the price of a stamp, give or take a few cents. And depending on if you send a huge one, it's going to be less. If you send a little tiny teaser one, it's going to be a little bit more. And when I say tiny, I mean a few hundred letters or even a few thousand. You want to get serious about it. Send lots of thousands and thousands of letters or offers. It's going to be a lot cheaper.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is a good number? I mean, let's cut to the chase here, Stephen.
For houses?
Let's say I'm serious. I'm not going to test it. I'm not messing around, but I'm on a budget. So what is the minimum number that I need to plan for and send? Because we're not messing around here.
The minimum number that I would even consider about houses after you spend the time and energy to scrub data is 2,000. But Jill and I send about, and we're pretty good, extremely good at this. We're the experts at it. We send out, I would never consider sending out 2,000 letters. I send closer to 10,000 out because I want to ensure my success. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's an incredible amount of money. How much does it cost? To send 2,000 letters out, it costs about $1,000 between the data and the, it's 50 cents a stamp. It's really postage. The vast majority of it's postage, which we can't control. Mm-hmm. We've reduced our postage for our group. Our postage numbers are as low as they ever will get. We have the postage licenses that the federal government has granted us allows us to send mail as inexpensively as anybody on this planet will ever be able to send it. And then, you know me, Jill. Everything mm-hmm. else is cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. So
I know. That's just
that
that's
on.
How you roll. You know what's so funny? Is
it's
I
the best
think
way.
People don't get it. The people that, people who don't know us or know you that well, they don't know how, they don't know the, that you will beat it up until you get the very, very, very rock bottom best price.
And again, it's like decades. It's decades of you know, manipulating this stuff.
Yep.
So.
Well, and it's interesting. I've talked to people. I know that you have spent so much time and money and energy, you know, obviously we both have, researching all this to get the best price and the best stuff to get this done. But people spend $1, $1.50. Can you imagine?
No.
What if you want to send, oh my gosh, you're sending out 10,000, you know, that's, gosh, a lot of money.
There's two companies out there that are in pretty large in this space right now. One is called Click2Mail and one is called Yellow Letters. And they do pretty, some pretty heavy advertising, and they're both very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we use and our original developer in, you know, you can, that's included as part of the Data to Doorstep program, is way cheaper, and it's industry specific. The other two that I mentioned, both, you know, they print postcards and four color bleed ads, and they have a very expensive equipment, and it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for all that stuff. We don't need any of that. We send out a business letter. It's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple and very cheap.
Well,
and it does a job. How do we know it does a job? Because we've done millions and millions and millions of dollars getting stuff in the mail and it works.
Yeah. Well, the other thing to think about too is now we're at step three. Now you're doing your mail merge and you're printing and you're sending. You did it all right going up to it. You have the right data. So you know that you're only sending out the right letters to the right people. We're not just, it's not a dartboard and we're just throwing a dart, you know, and just hoping it something happens. Uh-uh. You have isolated the exact group. You've got the most current data and now you're reaching out to them the right way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of people come to us and they say, I sent a postcard out.
Yeah.
And postcards are cheaper. It's cheaper to send a postcard out than it is a letter.
Yeah.
And I sent a postcard out to a current resident and it says, please give me a call because I'd like to buy your house. And so that's exactly what happens. The current resident calls you to say, I would like to sell my house.
Yeah.
We don't. And then the problem starts. How much would you like to sell it for? Well, how much would you like to buy it for?
Right. So
a bajillion people call you.
Yeah.
And you can't, so many people call you, you can't manage it. And
no.
Then nothing gets done. You want to send them a letter and you want to send them, that's what a mail merge is. It makes it look like that letter that the recipient's getting is exactly only to them. There's no way they can tell that you've sent it out to more than one person. It's very specific. It gives the details of the house. The person that's reading it's going to say, man, this person, whoever this Jack and Jill people are, they sent this letter right to me. They know my house. They know how many square feet it is. And it's really easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of time. It takes the same amount of time to do 10,000 letters as it does 100.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
We got it down, Jill.
Well, you know, it's so funny, too. I laugh about this. And it's, I think about this. When was the last time, other than ordering a pizza, that you acted on it on a postcard? Totally serious.
Oh, not even a pizza.
Right? Well, even the pizza ones. That they,
no, I mean, postcards
don't care
don't
if you're
work.
Hanging on my front door postcards or you mail it to me. I'm not going to look at
There's
it.
There's a lot of people that say postcards work, and that's because they sent a lot out, just like I described, or some version of it, and they bought a house. But they didn't know what's really possible, which is what we teach and do every day. Mm-hmm. What's the right way to do it? Manipulate the data. Use the professional grade stuff, and they don't know that you only have to send out, you know, 2,000-ish units.
We need to do that.
If you're new,
you know,
I
what?
Would not recommend sending out 2,000.
That would be a good blog, Stephen, for you to write, which is to show. Okay, I mean, seriously, let's all cut to the chase here. The best, what was your best postcard experience? How many did you send? How much did that cost you? And then we're going to line it up.
I don't see how
right. And how much time did you spend fielding fluffy calls for people that are calling you thinking their $150,000 house is worth $250,000.
That's right.
And, or they're just not willing to sell. You know, that's the thing too. Let's be honest, people. If you send out a letter to someone saying, I want to buy your house, pretty much everybody's going to call you back. You know, unless it's in the family and they never want to leave, someone's going to go, oh, well, heck, for the right money, I'll move anywhere. I don't really care. You know, everybody's going to call you. And you don't want that. That's not.
You know, when you do this incorrectly or you get bad information the first time, you know, what it does is it turns you off to the industry. You know, you want to do this right the first time, because if you do what Jill just said, send a bajillion cards out, tons of people are calling you back. You can't manage it. your cell phone's blowing up, your wife's yelling at you because you're on the phone all the time. All it does is tell you that over and over and over again, this doesn't work. And you don't want that. You want about 25 people to call you back on a 2,000 unit letter and a couple people to sign them and send it back and say, yeah, I accept your offer. Let's close on Thursday.
That's perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Thank you, Stephen. I think that explains it right now, that example.
This is the if-then portion of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you don't know how to use Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Word at all, then this is your new step number one. And don't worry. Microsoft prides itself on free education for how to use their products. So I'm coming across more and more lately people that are saying, Steve, you're so good at Excel in these videos. I'm really concerned that I can do this at all because I'm too behind the learning curve. Don't worry. Microsoft has spent millions and millions of dollars in professional grade online education to use these tools in the simplest way. And the way that we use these, it's not really that complicated at all. It's no different. If you've ever written a letter or any kind of document in Microsoft Word, you're 80% of the way there in Microsoft Word. If you've ever done a budget in Excel, or maybe 10 or 20 or 30 lines of data, and you can sort it, you're 95% of the way there. It's nothing that you can't conquer, trust me. But it needs to be your new step one.
I love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspiration, please.
My thing is, if you want an ego booster, do the things that challenge you the most first.
Oh my gosh, this is brilliant. Mm-hmm. You're really good at this, Jill. I'm not joking.
Thank you. So if you're thinking you're not with it, for example, it actually ties into what you just said, and I didn't know what you were going to say there. So the if and then. So let's just say you are overwhelmed and afraid, you know, of Excel. So you want, and you're, or even any piece of your business, and you want, you know, tackle that first. Get it out of the way. A, you've got it out of the way. And B, talk about an ego booster.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so well said. Why? A lot of people would say, Jill, if you need an ego boost, go do something you're really good at and feel great about yourself.
Right.
And I just think that's the silliest crap that I've ever heard, stuff like that. Challenge the heck out of yourself. Do it until you succeed. Maybe it takes a week. Maybe it takes a month. Maybe for some of us, like Excel, it takes me 30 seconds. But I've been doing it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, trying something that's challenging, and then you're learning some stuff about yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, Joe. Mm-hmm. That's great. Like, what would you do? What would you, not that you need an ego boost either, but.
Well, you know, okay, so here's my example. I am working, we both are working on books, and there's a lot that goes into it as far as marketing the right way and getting on the top book lists. I mean, there's a lot of challenge. To me, that's kind of a challenge. Like, all right, I need to be a pro at this stuff. I need to align myself with the right people. I got to get the right tools. It's one thing to write a great book, but to appeal to and get it out there and market it, there's a lot that goes into that. So that's, as I'm working on these, I am I'm overcoming this and going to get myself to be an expert. And heck, then maybe I can do it for other people too. You know, I'll get you on the bestsellers list. This is, watch this,
right?
You know, kind of thing. And there you go. What about you, Stephen?
Like, what challenge would I take on that would convince myself that, wow.
Well, I know one that you've already done that just recently in the last year.
Oh, I'd like to hear it.
Okay. One that you have done in the last year that I hope you have a huge head about, because I think you should, is this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Learning all this software. And yeah. You know what? You're darn right. I don't think about that enough.
And the mics. I mean, all the stuff that goes in.
I could have hired somebody.
I can't tell you how many times we're in Guitar Center, you know, looking at equipment.
We have a friend who owns a manufacturing company, and his wife is a amateur singer. And so he goes and spends a ton of money on a, you know, pro-grade studio inside this manufacturing facility for her to sing in, which she never uses. And he's like, man, I mean, here's the keys, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we have access to the best software on the planet, all the equipment and stuff. So what do? Oh, I choose to start from zero.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about? We don't use any of that.
And so, I think I'm pulling it off now.
Yeah.
You know, and again, same old story. A lot of mistakes, a lot of bad episodes, a lot of bad audio, all that. But I think in the end, it worked out pretty well. I mean, our numbers are coming out pretty good. People seem to love the show. I think there's a lot more. I know people talk about our show more than they do real estate. Way more.
That's true. When I get people on the phone, that's the first thing that we talk about. It's really fun.
I love it.
It is good. Cool.
Thanks, Jill. That's a huge compliment. Now I feel better.
You're welcome.
I mean, I didn't feel bad, but it's
there's
good.
Your ego boost.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Good show, Jill.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know about the equipment. I'm like, so was that available to us? How long have you known about all that equipment, and why have we not been there using it?
You know what? I was just intimidated because he's so smart.
He's such
a good guy too, man. He would spend a whole week in there with us showing us how to use everything and all that. You know what, Jill? I needed to learn because I knew right from the beginning, I have a little bit of history in this, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew from the beginning that after listening to a lot of podcasts that are very popular, that I knew that ours would rank up there in no time at all. And it has.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to get the technical stuff out of the way.
Exactly. So I'm glad. It's just so funny. Well, you know, and I think too, it's nice because you and I, we travel a lot. And last thing I want to do is be lining up studios wherever we travel and having to deal with all that. So
that's, you know,
we're a traveling studio.
That's a lot of it. Uh-huh. And it's sounding a lot more complicated than it is. And that was my intention. Let's get the best software. We use Adobe Audition. Get the best software for the cheapest. I don't think there's anything better on the market. There might be in Hollywood to make movies, Pro Tools, and we've got good mics. The whole, I think, is it perfect? No, but I don't think that's kind of the charm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm glad we did the show about printing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about it ever.
Yeah, we talk about the front.
Do stuff wrong, like, and not a lot of people do, but if you get bad, skimp on the data and do some stuff, it's still going to cost 50 cents to send a letter out. You don't want to send, you never want to send a letter that just because of data that there's no chance that they don't even own the property.
Don't waste some money.
Can you imagine?
I know.
You get a 2-year-old list, half the things that you're sending out, they're not even the owner anymore.
Exactly. That breaks my heart, and I know that happens.
And I'm not saying our data is expensive. It's not. It's 5 cents a record right now. At the time of this, it's 5 cents. You know, will it go up? Yeah, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
5 cents is worth the cents that you're going to deliver something that's going to get reviewed. Let's go buy something for half price today and resell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.